Federal land regulators are taking comments through Tuesday on what could be the nation's first shale oil mine. Environmentalists say regulators should stop the project because of significant risks. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
And if it American Oil wants to tap into oil shale deposits along the Colorado border that are massive, over a billion barrels. The company's planning to mine and process oil on private land southeast of Vernal, but it needs a right-of-way to run power, water, and fuel lines over federal land. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is taking comments on the proposal through Tuesday. Enefit CEO Ricky Renko Browning says the environmental risks are minimal, thanks to a process that's been proven in Estonia over more than three decades.
All of the engineering is designed with best available control technologies in place, and we really are committed to developing the project in the most socially and environmentally responsible manner possible.
Renko Browning also says this is the first of several permits needed before the mine can start making around 50,000 barrels of oil a day. Conservation groups say the mine's enormous impacts won't be evaluated as a whole because of a hodgepodge of jurisdictions. They say that puts the environment at risk. Anne Mariah Tapp watches energy projects for the Grand Canyon Trust.
We think it's really critical that BLM examine whether or not it's willing to enable Enefit to use federal public lands, essentially to flip the on switch on this massive oil shale development.
Environmental groups say the project will generate dirty energy that fouls the air, puts Colorado River tributaries at risk, and adds to the pollution that causes climate change. Judy Fays, KUER News.